What is up, boys and girls? Still working on that intro. This is Jackson Boyd.
And this is Danny Wilt.
And this is the Team Free Will podcast, which is a podcast that we're going to be doing about the CW show Supernatural, everybody's favorite paranormal investigative show.
Maybe a supernatural investigation.
Whoa, maybe.
Don't you love it when they say supernatural in that show?
I do. It gets me all giddy.
Yeah.
I love it a lot.
I giggle.
Yeah, I giggle a little bit too. But this is, we've been playing around with a name. Team Free Will is the name that we're going with because I think it's an easily recognizable name that everybody will affiliate with Supernatural.
Yeah.
Let us know if you agree. If you, you know, scrolled on it, maybe on your own free will. That's funny.
So we're just going to go ahead and dip into this first episode right here.
Yep. Let's go. So I'm going to start with a quote of the day, which I think is just a fun little thing that we can do, you know? Just a cute thing that
it's
we can
cute.
Do. But the quote of the day is, Sammy! 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 As you can already tell, I do a flawless Dean Winchester impersonation. So just to give a little history of our bromance, we met at my last job, his current job, or it wasn't my last job.
Second to last.
Yeah, second to last job and his current job. He trained me and...
All night long.
He trained me. And we discovered, or I think you discovered my vines. I didn't tell anybody.
April, your sister told me about that.
Okay, yeah. And you like fangirled hard about that. And here we are now.
I didn't fangirl that hard.
No, you did. I don't blame you at all.
I mean, yeah, I don't think there should be any blame passed, but, you know.
I'm not passing blame.
It is what it is.
And I found that, yeah, you do a good Castiel. It's pretty good. Give him a little taste.
I found a liquor store. And I drank it.
See? That was good, man. Quality.
Don't ask stupid questions.
That wasn't a question. It was a statement.
That was a quote that Castiel says, dude. That wasn't...
That's not the quote of the day, though.
That's not the quote of the day, though.
So, you know, just to be clear, that was a quote, but it wasn't the quote of the day. So the topic of this episode is questionable moments of Supernatural. So it was originally going to be inconsistencies, but I don't know how to spell that word. So we're just doing...
Also, you know, it's...
It just doesn't really fit.
It would really be an inconsistency if they brought up the topic again, but it was different or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. So this isn't that. This is just, like, questionable moments, just things that are, like... Well, it's just moments that might be questionable.
And what's the biggest itch that you can't scratch?
It's right now, it's like the back of my head.
No.
Because you're a fucking cat.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you shouldn't be allergic to cats.
No,
the biggest, like, you know, question. What's the biggest one?
Out of all, okay, so the biggest one for me is, what's the deal? I'm about to go into a little Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with, I'm not doing an impression. What's the deal with Dean's facial hair in Purgatory?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I'll elaborate.
Okay.
Might be a little broad of a topic.
Go get it, man.
So in season 8, the end of season 7, and then throughout season 8 of Supernatural, Dean is in purgatory from, I guess, destroying all Leviathans or something. I can't really remember too well. But he's in purgatory. And he is he's there for a year, right? A solid year.
Yeah.
And he's not even clean shaven, which is the thing that pisses me off.
He's got a little fuzz, yeah.
He has, like, one day perfect stubble, which can only be done with, like, a beard trimmer.
Yeah, and then Castiel, who is, like, in every episode, clean shaven.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, he uses his angel powers to just, like, shave his face.
But he's not even clean shaven either, though.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
also rocks the,
yeah.
like,
well, I'm, like, I'm just, you know, I'm
stubble.
Speculating as to how he would shave, because I mean clearly Castiel doesn't like shave. Maybe he does it like the same way.
I guess to an extent it does make sense with him as an angel, because I guess maybe there's something about like his
well, you know, the
hair
way he would,
wouldn't grow.
Yeah, like the way he would heal people in the same sense. He would stop his hair from growing.
Yeah.
I guess something like that.
But then in purgatory, he's
in
just
purgatory,
a full beard.
He's got a beard. It's the only time you see him with one.
Yeah.
That might have something to do with the actor, as far as the storyline goes.
Well, we have to look at this in terms of in the show.
In the show.
Because I'm sure there is, of course, a real-world solution to all these
yeah.
problems.
Yeah, of course.
But that's no fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
That's not nerdy.
It's not nerdy enough, and nerdy is why we have this podcast going on right now.
That's exactly why.
That's exactly why. Yeah, so that inconsistency with Purgatory, it's like, you know, Cass has a full beard, and Dean, like, what is he? Is he, like, every day he, like, goes over by, like, a little stream of water, like, shaves, and, like, Castiel
just... And then all of the flashbacks just happen to be, like, 12 hours after he did that. Yeah, so he has that perfect peach fuzz.
Because then, you know, in Benny, well, this might be part of the character, but he's got the beard, too. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger, but... So time must... It can't stop.
It's like there would be solutions to that issue if it weren't for Dean and Cass being different. So, like, if all of them kept the same facial hair throughout, it would make sense because it's not real time. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe time is not a thing there, so their hair doesn't grow. That makes sense. But why would Castiel grow a beard? That doesn't make any sense.
And another topic that would bring up is if Castiel did grow a beard and so did Dean, then that brings up the question... Well, when does Castiel shave? And even if it's just him growing a beard, like, when did he shave? When does he shave?
Right. And these are, like, I think there's a term for it in television, but it's, like, the things that you don't see in episodes because they're boring.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't see anybody go to the bathroom. You don't see anybody. Unless it's a moment. Unless something is going to happen. You know? Like, you never see somebody taking a shower unless something's going to fucking happen. Right?
Yeah.
Unless there's someone in the shower.
Yeah.
So there always has to be a reason for showing day-to-day trivial things like shaving and stuff like that in a TV show or a movie. It just doesn't, like, in specific regards to Purgatory, it doesn't make any sense to me unless he carries in every one of his jackets, Dean carries a beard trimmer.
Yeah.
With a guard.
Yeah.
And, like, batteries. I gotta get away from these damn Leviathans. Okay, I think I'm in the clear.
Dean,
hurry. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
What?
What's going on?
What? Do we need to go? What was that?
What was what?
That. Is that a shaver?
Oh, no. This is, Leviathan killing, tool.
Dean.
I made it.
That looks like an electric shaver.
Nope. It's for killing monsters.
Why would you have an electric shaver with you, Dean?
This is a monster killing thing.
Is that?
Just jab them.
Is that wireless? Do you carry batteries?
No. Okay, look. I mean, you just gotta look good, you know? Like, I like to look good. I want to look presentable. Just because we're in purgatory doesn't mean that...
Have you seen my face, Dean?
Yeah.
It's covered... In a fucking beard.
Yeah, you look a little rough.
You could share, Dean.
I gotta keep the batteries good.
Sharing's for caring, ass fuck.
Not a word, but okay.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it, and it bothers me. So Jensen Ackles, if you're listening to this and rolling your eyes and going, man, these guys... fucking nerds. Why did that happen? And it's weird too because, and I think a lot of like the avid fans might know about like the Dean, like the Jensen to Dean, or I think it's like Dad to Dean video where it's in between, or right after the hiatus in between season 7 and 8, you know, Jensen's got his beard grown out, he's got his hair a little bit longer.
And
it's like he turns around and then it's like he's clean. He looks like Dean. He's clean shaven. He's got the haircut. So why didn't they just make him look like that in the purgatory? Why didn't they keep him with the long hair and the beard? It would have been badass.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Because most shows do that, you know? Like most shows, the beard and the long hair is a symbol of like time has passed and you're like, you've changed, you know?
Or maybe he doesn't, maybe because he's the only human in there that nothing about him grows. So, like, his hair and his facial hair stays the same. But then again, that also, you also have to ask yourself, well, Castiel, he's an angel inside of a human vessel.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand it. I've thought about it so many times. I lay awake at night.
You do.
Just
thinking about
it. Thinking about it.
What?
So, okay, we'll do the another one, which is angels versus demons. I think your general point was in the first three seasons, before Sam and Dean or any other hunter knew about angels. Why were they so... I mean, obviously there's proof that demons exist. But why were they so reluctant to believe in angels?
Yeah.
Especially when it's so prevalent throughout the exorcisms and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because the point there is that there's no balance. So basically before, or even when the angels were introduced, Deenan was like completely like did not want to believe it. He was like, what? They're real? They can't be real. And then beforehand, they were not ever talked about. So basically you have like this teeter-totter and there's no balance there. And then when they finally bring balance to it, it's like, what? No way. So it's really confusing, especially when you consider like exorcisms and stuff like that. The fact that they're talking about, you know, Holy Spirit, you know, talking about God expelling a demon from a person and stuff like that. It's really odd that Dean cannot believe that angels are real. And it takes him a while to actually believe it. And that it wasn't ever really touched upon.
Yeah. Well, there was that one episode. There was the episode, and I think it was season two, where it ended up being the priest that died, or the reverend that died, that was a spirit and was haunting. They got into a discussion on angels in that episode, and they talked about it. I can't remember what exactly was happening, but I think the reverend was killing, like, bad people that were doing bad things. I think he ends up killing a child abuser or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he believes that it's an act of righteousness. And then the other priest comes in and says, you know, you can't decide what, you know, you can't do that. Like, yeah. You can't just kill people based on your own sense of righteousness. But they believe at one point that it's an angel.
Yeah.
And so they do get into a discussion about it then, because Dean kind of basically says, and his reasoning for it is because he's seen evil and he has fought evil. He has actually dealt with evil. And so he knows it's real, but he's never really seen good in that way. He's never actually firsthand seen good.
And that shows something about his character in a way.
Yeah, it's a definitely...
If you think about it, like, he hasn't seen good, and that goes all the way back to his childhood.
Yeah.
Like, since his mother was killed, and then, like, growing up as a hunter living in his father's shadow, like, he you know, literally... And symbolically hasn't really seen a lot of good.
I've been dealt a crap hand, Sam. If God's real, how come he doesn't come here right now and help us out with this?
Dean.
No, you're not in this yet. I don't know you exist.
Oh.
So get the hell out.
I pulled you from perdition.
Not yet.
Bitch. What's that country accent? Not yet, bitch.
Not yet, bitch.
Yeah, that was... Got a little twangy there. It's hard not to, because he's from Texas, so there's a lot of, like, in his voice, there's a lot of, like, Southern.
Yeah. To sort of transition to another topic is the classifications of angels. Recently in, I forgot which episode, I think it was episode in season 13, but I'm not going to give anything away. I'm not. But they refer to Castiel as a seraph. You know, Castiel says, you know, I'm an angel of the Lord. So I was like, huh. I looked up angel of the Lord, and there's a website that has a bunch of different classifications of angels. And angel of the Lord, from what I read, were these, there's four of them, four or six of them. They have six wings, four faces, and they fly around the throne of God. And their bottom two wings cover their feet, and the top two cover their eyes, because something about the feet being unclean or something like that, and they can't, you know, witness God. And they just kind of, like, fly around the throne and just protect God. And I thought that was kind of odd, because that's sort of like what Zechariah described himself as to Dean. He's like, I have...
So that's what Castiel was supposed to be?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know, because he says I'm an angel of the Lord.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there's also, like, cherubs and stuff like that. So I would like to know, like, do angels audition for certain roles?
Well, like, they kind of, like, in the later seasons, they kind of poke fun of it as being sort of like a bureaucracy, right?
Yeah.
So there's probably promotions and things like that.
Are angels created and they look at them and they're like,
But that's another weird question, because if that is a real thing that happens, like if angels do get promoted and so like now you're this and they have different jobs and everything, so did God give that sense of responsibility and being promoted and stuff to
maybe
people?
because maybe
which that's not even a supernatural question. We're delving like into actual questions about Christianity.
Yeah, the but if we talk but you know that relating that to supernatural, like, is, you know, they talk about the archangels, and they were created and they're more powerful than angels, right? So is seraph a different level, like a more powerful angel? So no, you're no longer an angel of the Lord, you're just a seraph. And because that's the way it is with the cherubs too, you know, they're not like angels. They make sure that people who are destined to be together are together.
Yeah, that's like the Cupid thing, right?
Yeah, yeah,
in that,
yeah.
Valentine's Day episode.
And that's and that's their job. That's what they do. They're not more powerful than that. And it's the same thing with demons. You have demons, which are just like twisted souls, and then you have hell knights, which were created by Lilith.
Yes, Lilith.
Lilith created, and she was the first demon. And then you have princes of hell, which are introduced in season 12. So there's like a hierarchy there, and I wonder like how that is determined.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. Answer that one.
Answer that one, yo.
Writers and producers.
Yeah.
Oh, and also a little subcategory of that subcategory. Why are all exorcisms and all that kind of stuff in Latin?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Why? Always in Latin.
I'm would asking it, you specifically.
Why?
Why?
Oh.
Which that's probably could actually be answered. Because again, that's not really a supernatural question.
It isn't, because that's what they would do in like the real, you know, in exorcisms and stuff like that. The is Latin, and maybe because that was like the OG language, and that's the language they spoke when they started
but
doing
it. But it wasn't though, right? Like, aren't there
no.
like way deader languages than Latin? Like you have Aramaic and things like that. They were much older.
And then the question is like, okay, why do you have to speak Latin to do that? Like, why not, if you translate in English, would it work?
But, yeah, probably not, right? Because then why would they bother to, or maybe they've just never had the balls to, like, try it out in the field.
Maybe they're
and
just,
do it in English.
Maybe
you know?
It's just like, maybe this whole Latin thing's just some kind of, like,
but I'll tell you, like,
or something like that.
Yeah, it's like demon propaganda.
Yeah.
But if I captured a demon, which they do many, many times in the show, one of the first things I would do is try it out in English and see what happens.
Yeah.
And if it works, it'd be like, holy shit, we don't have to keep memorizing this Latin shit. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to save us so much time.
And that goes back to the other subcategory we had here is the devil's trap. They introduced that in season one? In season one with Meg.
With Meg.
And they call it the Seal of Solomon. Mm-hmm. If you go on the interwebs and do a web search for the Seal of Solomon, you'll find a bunch of different hits. And one that I thought was pretty cool was that the Seal of Solomon was a ring and that King Solomon wore, and it gave him control over demons and spirits, both good and bad.
That's badass.
And also over the elements.
Nice.
Like air, earth, fire, water.
Yeah.
Not heart.
Not heart. Can't control my heart.
Yeah. And that was pretty cool. So clearly the writers took something from the real world and applied it to supernatural season one. Now before the Seal of Solomon and everything else that was related to heaven and God and the Bible was even confirmed.
Yeah. But they already had an end game with that, right? Like they knew that they were going to tie in angels, or Eric Kripke knew.
Yeah.
Like he had a 5-season plan, right? Didn't he? Like he knew what the ending to it was going to be.
Yeah, but as far as the characters go in the show, like they know the Seal of Solomon, they know what it does, but how did they know that?
And then that subcategory of that subcategory of that subcategory, I think that's how many there were, ties into this subcategory, which is the last subcategory of this category, which is Christo. And that That gets on my nerves, man. Do you know why? Do you know why?
No, why?
You do actually know why.
No, but I want you to tell me, though. Like, as if I don't really know why.
All right. So, in season one, I'm not even going to try to remember the episode. But it was the plane one. The one where they're on the flight with the demon. They use Christo as, like, a... It summons the black eyes, I guess. It makes it, like, calls out their demonisms.
Makes them irritated, I guess. Yeah,
agitates them. And they just, like, never use that again. Like, that's it. That was the last time you ever see that.
They could have used it in the episode where they go to this hunter's...
They could have used that, funeral, like, an unreal amount of times. Yeah. In fact, if I was a hunter, I would be saying Christo, like, every 5 seconds. Just like, Christo, Christo. Feel like, just all the time. Right? Just to make sure. Like, why not? You know,
yeah, put it on loop.
Yeah.
Put it on loop and, like, play it in, like, on a loud speaker. Yeah, exactly. Like that.
It doesn't make, yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. You introduce the idea and then just neglect it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of ideas that are introduced and then just, like, are completely forgotten about.
Just neglected. Like a little puppy. You mentioned Jesse in season 5, and I had forgotten completely about this. So he was, like, the Antichrist, right? Like, he was...
Yeah, they joke about that, but... and I think Castiel says something like, no, he's... Or Castiel says something like, you call him the Antichrist, but really he's not. He's a half-demon, half-human. So this demon goes and possesses this woman and gets herself knocked up and has a child, which is half-human, half-demon. But, like, right after she gives birth... She starts shoving, like, salt down in her mouth and, like, it expels the demon.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gives, I guess, the kid goes up for adoption and she, like, kind of goes into hiding and, like, locks herself up. And then all of a sudden this kid starts believing in these little things like itching powder makes you scratch your brains out and all these other things. And it actually happens within, like, a radius of where this kid lives. So, like, a victim actually scratches out her brains. Someone gets electrocuted. So he believes something, and it happens. Like, this kid's really powerful. And that's why Castiel needs to fight him so they can kill him.
And then he just, like, disappears.
Yeah, he disappears. And they imply that he went to, like, another country. I think it was Australia because there was, like, a poster of it on the wall.
But then that's just the end of him.
And that's the end of him. They don't bring him back.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
It seems like he would probably be somewhat of a tool to somebody.
Yeah,
like, somebody would be looking for him.
I don't know. They should at least go back and touch on that. Because, I mean, later on, I think they kind of figured it out. Because they go back to so many other characters, like Claire and stuff like that. I mean, they literally went back and they did an episode about Castiel feeling guilty and trying to find Claire.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing even alluding to that before that episode.
They do that almost, like, they even had an episode where Crowley starts killing off, like, all the people that Sam and Dean have saved. And they, like, go back to...
Really?
Yeah, you don't remember that? I think that was in season... I want to say it was in season 9, but it was 8 or 9 or something like that, where Crowley starts... I guess he wants information out of Sam and Dean. And so he starts killing off all the people that Sam and Dean have saved. And so, like, he kills the girl that was in the Wendigo episode.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's his leverage that he uses.
Yeah. But they never throw it back to old Antichrist, man.
Yeah.
I guess there's a new one now.
That's odd.
But, and the big one, of course, is where the fuck is Adam?
Yeah, where's Adam?
Where's Adam? Where is he?
He's
not in the cage.
Yeah.
He's not...
Did he lose that fight? I mean, if you think about it, Michael is supposed to be greater than or equal to Lucifer.
Right.
Right? So, I guess Lucifer won?
But he's still alive.
What do you mean?
Or should I not talk about that?
Yeah, but that's a different universe.
Yeah, but you said it was the same being. Like, it's still the same Michael, it's just a different vessel.
No. It's not, no. They're different Michaels. They have the same role. They're playing the same role.
Okay.
Yeah. Different vessels.
That was my question. Yeah. So, Michael and Adam, like, that Michael, like, our universe Michael, is still inside Adam.
Yes.
Yeah. No innuendo.
No subtext.
Yeah, no subtext.
But you can't spell subtext without...
Sub.
Right? So...
You totally killed that quote.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
But it's not the quote of the day.
Not the quote of the day.
So yeah, where are they?
Like, if Lucifer, let's say Lucifer won that fight, right, in the cage, does that mean that Michael, like, completely disintegrated, like, into nothing? Like, how did that even happen?
Okay, so Sam's bitchiness is definitely another thing.
Yes.
That we need to talk about.
This is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. After watching season 12 and season 13, Sam, like, really does, like, man up. Or at least own the responsibility of being a leader. In fact, towards the end of season 12, Dean kind of watches Sam give the rest of these hunters like a pep talk. And he says, you know, to Sam, he's like, hey, you got this. You know, I saw the way that you handled this and, you know, you got this. Go out without me. I'm going to go stay with mom or whatever.
Right.
So he really has, like, matured a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of the point because he's got a stigma of just being whiny and bitchy.
Specifically, seasons like what 4 and 5, right?
Season one.
Well, season one. I mean, he was dragged out of the life
that
he wanted to live. We wanted nothing to do with it, but he was kind of forced back into it. And so by the end of it, he was just fed up. He wanted it to be over with. So I don't really see that as bitchy. Like, I can understand that. I can understand his reasonings.
And then at toward the end of that, when we saw his the dad. Basically, like, you know, on his last, you know, thread, I think that's when it really hit him, like, oh shit, I don't know what I got till it's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm about to lose you, so I better start giving a shit.
Okay, so we're gonna do a little segment here. This segment is called Lore with Leah, and it's, this time she's gonna be talking about the Rougarou.
Rougarou is like the, okay, you know, they speak French in New Orleans, but it's like redneck French.
Yeah.
And so Lugaru became Rougarou in the redneck French of Louisiana. So that's why we say Rougarou, because it's redneck Louisiana French for Lugaru, which is the French word for werewolf.
All right. That was the lore with Leah.
That was lore with Leah. Thank you.
We should bring her back.
Yeah, she'll be back, you know, here and now. She'll be like a recurring character.
So, so Sam's, like, kind of whininess, you know, I feel like it really, like, started to peak when he was, like, drinking all the demon blood and acting like a total douchebag.
Yeah, that was, like,
was that
that's
a pun?
The...
Anyway.
What, douchebag?
And then talking about drinking demon blood and...
How would that be a pun?
Anyway, so...
How is that a pun? Douchebag of blood? Is that what she meant? Like, somebody's giving blood, but it's got sunglasses on and... has a tribal tattoo on the bag. A douchebag of blood.
That sounds like a weird metal song. So, like, yeah, it, like, kind of peaks there. And then, like, when he, you know, finally kills Lilith and is like, oh, shit, I started the apocalypse. And then, like, he starts to, like, feel... I think that is when he starts to get that stigma that he's, like, bitchy because he starts feeling, like, super sorry for himself. Like,
yeah.
Super responsible for all of this.
Well, and the fact... I mean, in season 4... You know, like, do you know that Ruby's bad? You don't, right? Like,
you don't at all.
Yeah, so...
Well, it's a fucking demon, dude.
I think,
like, what Dean's been saying.
But I think even as a person watching the show, you're like, oh, what if she is good? There's a part of you that's like, you don't know, right? You haven't been given all the information. So then when you find out, okay, she is bad. Everything Dean was saying was right. Everybody, like, literally everybody except Sam was right.
Yeah.
Sam was just dead wrong. Just did the wrongest thing you could do.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, you go back and watch season 4 and you're like, fuck you, dude. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
Just, like, you want to, like, reach into the TV and be like, stop. Stop doing it.
No.
Bad Sam.
No.
But, yeah. So, and then season 5, he's all apologetic and all that.
And 6.
Dean is just done. Well, no, season 6 is, I think, my favorite Sam because that's when he didn't have a soul.
Yeah, season... Yeah, that was
great.
Yeah, and then he had to...
He's just this badass.
When,
like,
he got his soul back, then he was, like... And it was... then he had to, like, deal with, you know, having, like, a wall in his brain, and then...
Yeah, and then it cracked, and then he went insane.
And, yeah, so there's really a huge sort of psychological development with Sam as far as, like, you know, living a normal life, being pulled back to the life he didn't want to be in anymore,
right.
And then, like, oh, shit, my dad's, I'm about to lose my dad, who I haven't really, like, seen or spoken to in years, that I've been estranged from. And then making these bad decisions, despite what family and friends tell him. And then, you know, realizing the, like, the severity and the consequences that came with his actions.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with that and sort of feeling sorry for himself in a way. But, you know, he's got to figure out how to turn that pity into ambition. And then, you know, dying, having no soul, getting his soul back, you know, going a little cray-cray. And then eventually, I don't know, I forget when this happens, but he's healed. Is it Ezekiel that heals
his the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Or we think Gadriel or whatever. I think it is.
Well, are you talking about the wall that that cracked with like the Lucifer stuff?
Yeah, because eventually, like, so there's a point where he stops hallucinating Lucifer.
Because no, I think Ezekiel cures him of all of the stuff he was dealing with the trials.
And, yeah.
I think it was either Castiel or Death that no, it was Castiel, because Castiel took it on. That's how he went crazy, and that's your favorite Cass. He took Sam's and put it into himself.
Yeah,
and
that's
why he was in, like, he was playing sorry and shit and all that.
Yeah, that little
So okay, so Sam, I will go on record and say I don't dislike Sam as a character.
Yeah, we don't dislike him.
I just think that he, of all the characters, has just had the bitchiest moments.
Yeah, and then, you know, I think they try to balance that out with the Mark of Cain and whatever.
Yeah, but even when Dean's going through shit, he's just like...
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows he's fucking up. I know I'm doing a shitty thing.
Okay, so the next one that a questionable moment is the whole Dean in Hell thing, which is another thing I've been talking about for a while. It's in season 4 when Dean is released from Hell, or Castiel, you know, grips him tight and saves him from perdition.
And I'm the one who gripped you tight and raised you from perdition.
Yeah, you did. But when...
I put my hand on you.
Okay.
On your shoulder.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Personal space. When Dean's back, you can tell that he clearly is, like, going through some shit. But he doesn't talk about it until that little monologue, which I don't remember what episode it was on. But there's a scene, like, one of the more famous scenes in Supernatural, where Dean basically talks about what he went through in Hell. He finally reveals to Sam that he remembers everything, and that he,
That was actually, I believe that was Jensen's, the one time where he was like, he truly empathized with his character.
Yeah.
Those were like real tears.
He talked about that in an interview, or something.
He had to be like pulled back from that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you watch that monologue and it's very good.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's real.
One of the few moments, or one of the many moments that their acting is, like, their true acting abilities are shown.
Yeah.
So my problem with it is Dean says that he spent what felt like 40 years. He says he spent 4 months. It was 4 months in Earth time, but in Hell, he was like, time passes differently here, and it was more like 40 years, which I actually have a reading of that monologue that I did for a project of me doing that monologue on Tumblr. But so, yeah, 4 months, 40 years. My issue with that, and at first when he says, like, it felt more like 40 years, it's like, okay, so it felt like 40 years because he was being brutally tortured for 4 months. And of course that's going to feel like a lot longer. It's like it's an expression, you know, he's like, it felt like forever, basically saying that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm cool with that. But then he proceeds to describe that he was like, for the first 30 years, you know, I was good. He told me, like, whatever it is. It's like, for the first 30 years, Alistair
I'll stop torturing you if you pick up the knife and start torturing.
And every day I told him to shove it, or something like that, he says. Yeah. Every day for 30 years. And that's when I'm like, wait, what? So it was actually 40 years? Like,
yeah.
So
and
every
plus,
day for 30 years.
And plus I got the implication because, like you said, instead of saying it felt like forever, he's very specific. 4 months to 40 years. That means That means 1 month to 10 years.
Yeah. And, I mean, I doubt there's a clock sitting in the in the torture room in hell. So he doesn't actually know how long it was, unless they're telling him or something. You know, like, day 556, bitch. You know, like, I guess that would suck. Like, if you're being tortured to be told that every day. It's like, you know, it makes the time go by slower.
Or maybe time literally does slow down in hell.
Well, that is the implication, right? Is that time slows down. Which, that's the same thing, and to allude to another supernaturalist thing, the movie Constantine, when he's in hell, he's like, it goes by a lot slower. So, like, he was only dead for 60 seconds, but he was down there for, like, 6 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, okay, so cool. But so if Dean was down there being tortured every day for 40 years, and he remembers 40 years of being tortured, he would not be, first of all, he would probably be like a screaming, catatonic, like, shell of a human being. But even if he was able to walk and talk and function, he wouldn't be even remotely the same person.
He would be like a psychopath.
Yeah, he would be either a psychopath, or he would just be a drooling idiot.
I mean, if you imagine somebody who has been in war and develops PTSD, and they come back to this country, there are these triggers that are just it's not like a big deal or anything like that, but these little triggers that we feel every single day, it's not a big deal, but they will suddenly, you know, have like flashbacks to the war or anything like that. If that happened to Dean, like, if someone went over to him and tapped him on the shoulder, and let's say that flashes back to something, and he would turn around, like, with a knife snap and stab his neck, or something like that.
When he was in purgatory for a year and he came back, he was like, again, his senses were honed, and he was like a warrior, you know, he was a soldier, and it's like, he had just come back from war, and they did a really good job with that.
Yeah, because every fight sequence, he would kind of think about.
That was 1 year in purgatory.
Yeah.
So 40 years in hell, it just doesn't, unless he only remembers, like, bits of it, or he was just like really weirdly describing the expression of it being.
And then you can even talk about, like, they actually do torture in the show to demons and angels and stuff like that. And you see exactly what they do in this short amount of time in the show, or, you know, maybe sometimes a lap spy or whatever. But it is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And then what Alistair does when he's back to Dean. And then what Dean does to Alistair when he finally gets the hold of that knife and has Alistair up. Like, that is brutal. And then imagine that for 40 years.
I just think they should have kept it 4 months. Like, or just not even said anything. Like, not given a time. And just been like, it felt like 40 years, but it wasn't actually, you don't know how much time it is. Because first of all, it's not realistic to think that you would know how much time you were down there. Like I said, there's no way there's a clock. Yeah, I think they should have just made it a vague amount of time.
Or, like, every day just resets.
Because the symptoms of what he's, like, how he's dealing with it, like the alcoholism and the pushing it down and the anger and the, you know, like, seeing weird shit on the walls and, like, freaking out, basically symptoms of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, yeah, that would be normal after 4 months, but 40 years is too long.
Yeah, he'd be a killer.
He'd be a stone cold killer.
Stone cold killer.
Why could Castiel get drunk?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, Angel's right. They can't, they don't have to use the bathroom. They don't have to eat. They don't have to sleep. But they refer to Castiel getting drunk when the apocalypse was starting to happen. He says to Sam, you know, or Sam says, are you drunk? And then Castiel says, it's not of import, or something like that. It's not of import.
Is that what he says?
Something like that. And then he says,
so he only drank, like, exported beer.
I don't know. He said he found a liquor store, and he drank it. And you see that he is drunk, right? So how is it that Angels, or maybe he needed to literally drink everything in that liquor store to feel drunk.
Right.
But, like, still, like, he doesn't have to eat or drink or I guess not shave. I mean, maybe it just happens and just whatever.
Maybe
but
he's just like Sabrina the Teenage Witch's
Sabrina, face. Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at before. Yeah. Like, maybe he just kind of looks like, whoosh, and it's like, he's shaving. But, like, and then there's that. And then there's also the reference they make. I think it's the same episode. No, it's not the same episode. Is it the same episode where they're going to the strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's like, well, the world's going to end. What do you want to do? And they imply about, you know, angels having sex. So Dean says to Cass, like, well, you never did a little, you say.
What does he say, though?
You didn't do a little cloud seeding.
Well, you didn't do a little cloud seeding?
Yeah, something about angel cake or something like that.
Something about angel
cake. You didn't cut yourself a slice of that sweet-ass angel food cake. And then his answer is something like, oh, I never had time, or there was never an occasion. They also refer to angels as being junkless, right? Because they're these cosmic... Junkless? Yeah. Dean refers to them as like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
Like, so...
Or junkless.
I know, it's weird. So if the angels are like these celestial beings, and they inhabit... they're inside of a human vessel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I can see how, you know, getting to bump in the nasties could happen, right? But
they don't breed. They don't breed. So what's the point? So, like, we fuck because we can have kids.
Also, knives and gunshots and everything like that, doesn't affect Cassiel or any of the angels unless it's, like, a holy weapon. So, like, angel blade or holy water or holy oil, that would affect them, right? They feel that.
So maybe he drank a lot of holy water.
Well, I'm thinking maybe they can only have sex if it's with an other angel possessing another human. I don't know. It's odd that there are these little things that they... And it was probably just for humor.
Well, it definitely was
for humor. Yeah, definitely, but also... Because
the whole scene was, like, funny.
But it's not like fans are going to hear that and then completely forget about it and not think about it again.
But then you end up being, like, that person at a convention.
Or, like, right you're now. Like,
you know, but you end up being that person that, like, pisses off Misha Collins or somebody. Because you're like, in season 4, episode 12, or whatever episode it was, when you got drunk, how is that pop? Like, you know, you end up being that guy.
Yeah. And then also, like, Anna and Dean bumping the nasties, you know, moving some furniture around.
Yeah, that was hot.
Wasn't stuff. Anna, or didn't she already find her grace after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so...
So Dean fucked an angel.
Dean fucked an angel.
That makes... The sex stuff I get, just because when you're in a vessel, like, you're just having sex with your vessel.
Yeah. Right?
But are they having sex when they're not in vessels? Because why would that...
Yeah, see, and then it goes back to the whole thing, like, you didn't do any cloud seeding, and he says, I never had an occasion, or whatever. So... What?
So we're going to go ahead and wrap up this podcast. If you guys liked it, I think there's like a rating thing that you can do. And go ahead and just give that shit as many rates as you want. As many as there can be would be my preferable choice. You can follow me on any social media ever of all time at Jackson the Boyd. B-O-Y-D is how you spell the last part of that. You can follow me on Tumblr at Boyd Jax.
So, you know, we're debating on whether or not to do this twice a week or bi-weekly or whatever. Whatever kind of, you know...
You guys just go ahead and throw a comment on what you guys want us to do, all right?